Welcome to Africa 4.0, a communication division for the development of South African politics and economics. I am your host, Andy Lee. The notions of artificial intelligence and automation, stemming from the adoption of the fourth industrial revolution, is unshackling a whole new level of productivity, which in turn has the potential to augment the average South African way of life in many different aspects. Today, I am delighted to announce that we are joined by Professor Isaac and Professor Lekgoba for their take on the possible outcomes and potential implications surrounding South Africa's technological transition. Good evening, professors. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us, Andy.
Despite its impressive strides in economic development and being coined the powerhouse of Africa, South Africa is home to the largest disparities in the world, meaning that economic growth and wealth is concentrated in the hands of very few, whilst the majority are left out in the cold. We have heard of the Fourth Industrial Revolution being referred to as the advent of cyber-physical systems. Even in an advent of great change, leading experts voice their doubts regarding the extent at which its benefits can reach certain communities, with global trends indicating that people around the world have a greater access to a mobile phone than basic sanitation, a trend held closely to many third world countries such as South Africa. What does the revolution mean for South Africa? Just how transformative will the technology be? What aspects of the average South African life could technology inspire or transform?
In terms of what the revolution means for South Africa, the gradual transition towards this fourth industrial revolution grants the country an acceleration of innovation, ranging from a domestic and a business perspective. In the fourth industrial revolution, new technologies can be utilized as agents of benefit, especially within a country still well defined by hard manual labor and mismanagement. The doubts raised by those leading experts regarding the extent to which the benefits can reach certain communities are slowly being addressed through building technologies that operate on a more global and inclusive environment. Primary education as well as tertiary education are also easily accessible to those who can afford a basic computing device, and subsequently, technology has the potential to significantly raise the endowments of those who have been previously denied an education due to their poor socioeconomic dispositions, which will put them in a better position to get access to basic sanitation. Through technology and education, communities and countries are effectively connected onto a single local network, and it is through this aspect that the market of a particular country can be strengthened and made more accommodative of every class of the society. While it becomes apparent that automation has the potential to eliminate employment prospects, the information age has the potential to transform the labor market by replacing inferior occupations with more high-paying, less risky, and more sophisticated and knowledgeable jobs. Platforms such as social media can also erase communication borders across workplace environments, allowing for a fair allocation of human labor. The transformation that the fourth industrial revolution can bring goes beyond the labor market and spills over into all parts of the economy, including trade, performance in global markets, as well as various other institutions in the economy. Regarding the aspects of the average South African life that the technology can transform or inspire, advanced technologies in production processes and manufacturing produce far more for less, providing a continual shift of better technologies in businesses that intend to acquire more economic rent. This ultimately comes to benefit the consumer, who is able to purchase better quality goods and services for less. And more importantly, standardized technology in conjunction with external support from government and authorities, technology and artificial intelligence can be molded into an effective redistributive policy that can be utilized to equalize the market income inequality gap, which will decrease South Africa's market gain and encourage a sustainable and inclusive economic growth.
Seeing that with the revolution, we are seeing a vast new suite of technologies being brought, not only from a societal perspective, but from the perspectives of enterprise firms and businesses. How are these new technologies more revolutionary than the technologies in the preceding revolution? How can an average firm or trader benefit? How will the markets change?
Well, Andy, in the digital revolution, a vast majority of production can be automated, which removes defects within common goods by removing human input and thus removing potential human error. The use of technology in strengthening the workforce rather than replacing it is therefore a feasible possibility. With each subsequent industrial revolution, productivity increases up to 50 times the preceding revolution. Customized robotic systems will not only create new jobs, improve the quality of existing jobs, but also allow individuals more free time from the workplace. Hence, digital technology can liberate workers from menial tasks that can be automated and shift the focus of the general workforce to addressing more demanding problems faced in more demanding fields. Another benefit to traders in the digital revolution is the accurate data it provides. Accurate data may be one of the necessary forms of transparency needed to solve major economic problems such as resource allocation and wastage. To summarize what I've said, fast automation means that a vast majority of South Africa's most dominant manufacturing industries can thrive. With mass production in conjunction with mass consumption, the revolution can give rise to drastic increases in South Africa's GDP, both realistically and nominally.
While we are seeing a huge potential benefit in South Africa's economy, and given our country's status as a third world country, are there any sides of the coin that we are not seeing? What are the potential consequences of the revolution?
Well, similar to the revolutions preceding it, the fourth industrial revolution has offset the development of new technologies at an exponential rate, giving rise to many major disruptions that have the potential to displace workers from the labor market, broaden the poverty gap, and introduce previously unheard levels of competition towards small businesses which are unable to accommodate for a digital transformation. Automation in South Africa can manifest itself as a huge risk for employability, especially in terms of the relative cost of labor. In addition, there's also the challenge of how accessible the tools for such a revolution are to the entire population and whether it will benefit all individuals. However, in my opinion, unemployment is already an issue right now. Therefore, it isn't a matter of stopping or limiting automation in order to safeguard current jobs, but rather a matter of reshaping the employment field and redefining our occupational structures. This starts by preparing people through relevant training and education, so that they can take up the new jobs alongside machines.
Are there any solutions in combating these problems?
Well, solutions are constantly being put on the table and continuously improved, with the biggest issue being practical application. The biggest consequence of this revolution is evidently unemployment, and the solution is not a matter of stopping or limiting automation in order to safeguard current jobs, but rather a matter of reshaping the employment field and redefining our occupational structures. This starts by preparing people through relevant training and education so that they can take up the new jobs, which presents the need for a major reform in our education system that will allow humans to work alongside machines. Risks in the relative cost of labor can be mitigated in the vast education that technology can provide. And as earlier mentioned, standardized technology in conjunction with external support from government and authorities, technology and artificial intelligence can be molded into an effective redistributive policy that can be utilized to equalize the market income inequality gap. In this way, technology institutionalized into South Africa can become a much more effective alternative to combating poverty without the need to make any significant changes to the national policy.
The fourth industrial revolution is the hope of South Africa. It is the bridge between the rich and the poor. It is the solution to inappropriate allocation and distribution of resources. And it is this country's future. Thank you, professors, for your time, knowledge, and insight into the matter. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Africa 4.0.